Hello. Hi, my name is Alan
Hi.
with MTS on the recorded line.
Hi, I have Ashley Coleman on the phone, Ashley Coleman, the common spelling.
Okay.
And would you like her phone number?
Yes, please.
856 495 1045.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'll go ahead and transfer. Miss Coleman, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Hi, Ms. Coleman.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Doing good.
That's good to hear. I just want to let you know my name is Alan, and this call is on the recorded line. And I do understand that you're looking to file a claim for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, wait. I'm going to be asking you a few sets of questions here. If you could please simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no. And for the other questions, I'll let you know if it's, different types of answers. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
No.
Okay, you don't want to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Oh, I'm sorry. I took that answer as did I need like yes. The
Okay.
answer is yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Sorry.
no problem. So you do want to see if you meet the criteria to
That is correct.
participate in the Depo. Okay, thank you so much. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation, advice, or signed any documents with another law firm?
No.
You haven't signed anything, correct? Or electronically with a
That is
different law
correct.
firm?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
I have not signed it.
So you are willing to affirm that you haven't signed anything, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And you are filing this claim for yourself, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All right. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And I do apologize if some of these questions may sound repetitive. We are required to ask these questions. And I'm sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And what was the date of your diagnosis?
July 13th of 2016.
I have 7/13/2016, is that correct?
That is correct.
What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
CT scan, MRI, and when I began to have the severe headaches, they went ahead and they wanted to do a biopsy,
Biopsy. Okay.
which was different. Yeah.
Okay. So you did both
CT
CT scan, MRI, and biopsy.
scan, yes.
Okay. And for verification purposes, what is your date of birth?
It will be 8/4 of 1983.
I have 8/4/1983. Is that correct?
Yes,
All
that
right.
is
Now,
correct.
for this question, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No,
Okay.
I do not.
Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic? Or was it just
It was
Depo?
Depo Provera Weitzer.
Okay, so the name brand, correct? All right. Now
I don't know yet.
for this question, did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to generic version for a minimum year? It's pretty much asking if you use generic brands or did you stay with the Depo Provera name brand, which is through Pfizer.
Yes, that's the only one that I've ever used.
Okay, so no generic versions, correct?
No, absolutely not.
All right, and did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And approximately when did you start using Depo Provera?
I started using Depo in March of 2016.
Okay, so I have 3/1/2000.
I mean, I'm so sorry because it's so far back. 2012.
Oh, 2012.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Been a while, yes.
That's okay. So I have 3/1/2012 when you started using Depo Provera. Is that correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
And approximately when did you stop using Depo Provera?
July of 2016.
So 7/1/2016, is that correct?
Yes, July of 2016. Yes, I don't remember like the actual.
Yes, it's just approximate.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 7/1/2016. All right. Now, for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And would you kindly spell out your first name?
A-S-H-L-E-Y.
And last name?
C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
All right, so I have A-S-H-L-E-Y, that's Ashley. Last name, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, Coleman. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and for security purposes, your social?
Yes, 590-220-994.
I have 590-220-994, is that correct?
Yes.
And for the email, I have a.lwoods@yahoo.com, is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's a.lwoods@yahoo.
Yes.
And the phone number I have is 856-495-1045, is that correct?
Yes.
And this is a mobile number, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And for contact preferences, phone is okay?
Yes.
And for the best time of day for the attorneys to get in touch with you, is it morning, afternoons, or evenings?
I'm pretty much flexible.
Okay.
So, yeah, mornings or afternoons is fine.
Okay. And what's the primary address?
2496 Route 130 North, Apartment 2052.
Mm-hmm. Is that?
I'm so sorry, Cinnaminson, New Jersey, 08077.
Okay, give me 1 second. And you said it's Cinnaminson, New Jersey, 08.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it 24?
It's like the word. Okay. It's like the word cinnamon and then sun.
Gotcha. And is it 2496 US-130?
That is fine. Yes, or like Route 130 North. Yes, that is
route,
fine.
Is Route 130 the more accurate, or is it US-130? Which one do I put?
It doesn't matter. If it fits than it is that, but it's called, it's probably called like a couple things.
Okay.
Route 130 North. I just put Route 130 North.
Okay, I'll put Route 130 North then, because that's what you have. Route 130 North. Okay, I'm just going to fix this real quick. Route 130 North, apartment 2052.
2052, yes, 2052, yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please. I just want to make sure that's correct. Okay, so I have 2496, that's Route, R-O-U-T-E, 130 North, or N, apartment 2052, Cinnaminson, New Jersey, 08077. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second here. And what's the name of the diagnosing doctor?
The doctor is Dr. Mark Testetti.
How do I spell the last name, please?
Mm-hmm. T-E-S-T-A-I-U. T-I.
Okay. Is a neurosurgeon?
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. I have Mark Testetti, MD, neurosurgeon, and he's practicing currently at, is it Mount Laurel, or what's the name of the hospital?
Jefferson Cherry Hill.
Jefferson Cherry Hill Hospital?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is this the one that's
in Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
Is it the 2201 Chapel Avenue West, Cherry Hill Township, New Jersey, 08002?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm.
That's where you were diagnosed, correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just want to make sure that this is all correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number I have is the 856-488-6500, according to what we have here on the report. And as far as prior cancer diagnosis, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before meningioma?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. For the treating doctor, is it also Mark Testuati?
Yes. Mhm.
Okay, so he's also the one
that
treated you.
Mhm.
Okay. Same hospital or name of a facility, same address.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And all that.
Right. Mhm.
Okay. What about for the prescribing doctor? Is it also Dr. Testuatui?
Yes. Mhm.
Okay, and it's the same facilities as well.
Yes, Jefferson. Yes, and Sherry Hill.
Okay, one moment, please. And for the pharmacy, is it also Jefferson Cherry Hill Hospital?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, give me one moment, please.
And I do apologize. At the it's been a while, so I normally started getting the prescription there, but if I was to say, hey, where do I currently go, that I would say the Walgreens in Delran.
Okay.
New
Would
Jersey.
You like me to
not too far from my home. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that one. Walgreens in, what's the name of the intersection?
It's 7. I could just give you the physical. I don't know too much about the. Okay, 7001.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. 130, Delran, New Jersey, and Delran is D-E-L-R-A-N.
Okay, I think I found it. Is it the 7001 Route 130, Delran, New Jersey, 08075?
Because again, that was like a wild, a long, like, I don't even know if that still.
Okay, let me make a note here. So, and it's Walgreens Pharmacy.
Yes,
okay,
that's where I was getting pretty much everything, like all my prescription.
Okay, and then I have 856-461-2152 for their number. This is according to the Walgreens website. Okay. 856-461-2152. Now, as far as medical notes, additional medical notes, did you want to add anything? You don't have to if you don't have anything for the attorney. Anything else that you want to add, like symptoms?
The only symptoms that, of course, the minor ones when I started was the, irregular periods, the mood swings. When the severe headaches begun, it was just, on another level. Symptoms. So,
All right. Yeah,
that would be it.
Okay. Now, do you have copy of the medical record? Are you able to obtain copies from the hospital?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Both, either way.
Okay. And towards the end here, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we've found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is the emergency contact, does this person live with you or does not live with you?
Does not live with me.
Okay. What's the name of the emergency contact?
Joel, J-O-E-L,
mm-hmm.
W, last name, W-O-O-D-S.
Joel Woods, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's J-O-E-L-W-O-O-D-S.
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay.
Joel.
Mm-hmm. What's the phone number?
856-577, and I do apologize. Let me just make sure I don't remember anybody's number anymore.
It's not a problem.
And that would be 4918.
I have 856-577-4918. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the emergency.
That is correct.
What's the relationship to this emergency contact? Is it sibling, parent, friend?
Son.
Son, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, child. All right. And then for the email contact, did you want to use the same email contact or?
Yes, that is the only email that I have, yes.
Okay. For the emergency contact, the same email or a different email?
I don't have both. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
And then what's the address for Mr. Joel Woods?
That would be, I don't know offhand. That would be 506. And here's the word again, Cinnaminson Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Avenue.
506 Cinnaminson Avenue, yes. And then the city is Palmyra. I can spell that for you.
Okay, I think I got it. Is it the 506 Cinnaminson Avenue, Palmyra, New Jersey, 08065?
Yes.
Okay, and is there an apartment number, unit number?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and send you the paperwork now, and I'm going to walk you through that as well. Give me one moment, please, while we wait for the system to load. And I'm just going to verify one last thing before we complete this. Give me one moment, please. All right, so I have here Ashley Coleman. That's spelled A-S-H-L-E-Y-C-O-L-E-M-A-N. And then I have 2496 Route 130 North. And would you please kindly repeat the apartment number?
Yes, 2052.
That's 2496 Route or Route 130 North Apartment 2052, Cinnaminson, New Jersey, 08077. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then for the number, I have 856-495-1045.
Yes.
And then a.lwoods@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Now, for the social, I have 590-2209-94.
Yes.
And then date of birth, I have 8-4-1983. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you the documentations now. Let me know once you receive it. It'll come from a text or an email, both. They're the same thing. Once you get that notification, go ahead and click that notification, and you'll see a link. Click that link, and it'll direct you to a DocuSign webpage. Have you used DocuSign before?
I'm not. No, I probably, if I did, it probably was a very long time ago. I don't think so.
No problem. I'm going to go ahead and walk you step by step here.
When I press the link, it says, do you agree to receive future, such as pretty? Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. And then you'll click continue at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records, then continue. At the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click this. It will direct you to your first signature field. You will see a small yellow box. Please click it. It'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. So there are areas where you have to do your signature and the other areas where you will be drawing your initials. Now, once you click adopt and sign, go ahead and click the next button. This will then lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes in those fields. Once you get your initials, it'll have you draw your initials, then tap all initial fields to input your initials, and then repeat the process until you see the word that says finish, then click finish. And let me know if you're stuck, okay?
Okay. All right, it's prompting me for finish, so I'm gonna go ahead and hit finish.
Uh-huh. And then let me check on my end just to make sure. Okay, let me just double check the document to make sure that it's all correct. All right, okay. Excellent. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message here. Now, if you could please listen carefully to what I'm about to say, as this is
mm-hmm.
very, very...
I do apologize. Do I hit continue at the end?
Sure, yeah. You can hit continue or you can close the window.
Okay.
All right, well, Ashley, I just want to say thank you for your time, and within the next 24 to 48 hours, please be
mm-hmm.
on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 909 number. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call or text me from this number that I just sent you a text. I'm going to be sending you a text message through right now.
Okay.
So, yes, so If you have any questions or concern, feel free to call or text me from the number that I just sent you a text message through. I'm available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Daytime. But most importantly, please, within the next 24 to 48 hours, be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 909 number. If in the event that the attorneys can't get a hold of you within the next 24 to 48 hours, I will be contacting you, giving you a call to transfer you over to the attorney's office so that they can then, you know, begin your case here. I just want to say thank you so much for your time, Ashley.
You're welcome.
And again, I'm so sorry.
And Alan, yes, thank you so much. I'm just going to hit like received on my end that I did receive your text message.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, just the amount, yes. So you'll see my, like, something from me as well.
Okay. I just got I got the text message. It says received. Well, thank you again for your time, Ashley. Please be on the lookout for the attorneys. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And happy holidays.
You too, Alan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.